Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
And tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here, and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby, and you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes.
Long Beach, California, and I was a photographer. I had a portable studio that I used to carry with me, and I'd go to different nightclubs, and I would take pictures of people. And, well, I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and at 2 o'clock, I packed up all my equipment, and I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful. And they were like, what's up, baby? What you doing? And I said, I'm waiting on the bus, but my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, well, why don't you come with us? We got a house, and you can keep us company. And one of the girls said, well, I got some weed. And the other girl said, I got some cognac. And I said, oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can read. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So I walked down the street with them to their house. And I'm like, what are you guys doing out here? And they said, we're out here turning tricks. And I said, oh, okay. And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I asked her, real pretty one, I said, where do you live? And she says, I'm not from around here. I go to school in Lakewood. And I'm like, Lakewood? She says, yeah, I go to Lakewood High School. And I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? And I said, oh, okay. That sounds good.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So we get to the house, and I put my stuff inside the front door and sit on the sofa in the living room. Well, there's another dude in the house, and he's got a robe on, and he sits on a sofa across from me. And I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, what's up, man? And he goes, hey, how you doing? and he was sitting there watching TV. And then the girls came in, and they sat down, and the little light-skinned girl started flirting with me.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, look, and we... Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So the light-skinned girl was sitting next to me, so she gets up, and she goes and pours me a glass of cognac. And then she sits down on the sofa next to me, and she pulls out the cigar box, and she rolls me a joint, and I'm smoking a joint, and I'm passing it to her, and she's like, I don't smoke. And I go to pass it to the guy on the sofa on the other side, and he says, I don't smoke either. So then I pass it to the other girl that walked in with her, and she says, she doesn't smoke. And I go, okay, so I guess I'm the only one smoking.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So I'm drinking my coffee, and I'm smoking a joint, and I'm chilling. And then the tall girl that walked in with me, she goes into the bathroom, and she comes back, and she has a bathrobe on. And she's taking her wig off. And obviously she had a bra that was stuffed with paper. So now she's flat chested. She looks like a man. And she sits on the sofa next to the guy.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And I was like, look, I'm not here to mess around with you guys. So, you know, I ain't gonna really do nothing. And the girl says, well, we're not real women anyway. And I said, you're not women? I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men. And we can dress like women because we go and we turn tricks on the street. And I said, you're not women? And she says, no, we're not. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. So I'm sitting in the room with these people, right?
What girl?
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house.
And she bends over the armrest of the sofa, and the dude that was sitting on the bed on the sofa next to her, he opens up his gown, and his dick is hard as a rock. I mean, it's straight, like my skin is wrong. It was huge. I was like, damn, what the fuck is going on? And he crawls up behind this girl.
What girl?
And he sticks his dick in her. And I'm going, what the fuck? And I'm like, wow, this is really a trip.
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
He's dragging this girl.
What girl?
And I'm like, oh, shit. And the other girl,
what
the light-skinned girl, is sitting next to me, and she starts playing in my hair, and she's rubbing my back, and she's like, ooh, I'm getting horny. So if you want to get into that party, go ahead. And I'm just sitting here smoking my weed and drinking my cobalt. And I'm looking at the TV, but I'm watching them. I'm like, oh, shit, this dude is banging. Now, I'm really tripping because this dude is banging the hell out of this girl.
What girl?
And she ain't making no sound.
What girl?
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And I'm like, oh, shit. And I get up, and I go stand in front of the girl.
What girl?
And we're leaning over the sofa. And she got a dick. She's jacking off, driving through the face. And he's riding this ass. And the girl,
what girl?
Guy, now, I know it's a man. He's jacking off. He's playing with himself while the other dude is tied to his butt. I just hear this slapping sound. And I'm going, why, but this girl ain't saying nothing.
What girl?
He's just jacking off.
girl. Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So I sit up and I'm drinking my cognac and smoking my joint, and I'm sitting in the chair because I've moved from the sofa from where the light was sitting. I'm sitting in a chair now, so he can't rub on my back and play in my hair no more. I done moved away, so I left him sitting on the sofa by himself, and I'm sitting on the chair, and I'm drinking my drink and smoking my joint. And I'm watching the show. I don't even know what's on TV now because my interest has totally gone away from what's on TV.
What girl? Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So after about 30 minutes, the dude stopped banging. So the two of them were sitting on the sofa. And they start watching TV like nothing had happened. I think the girl,
what girl?
Or the guy, the girl that I came in with, let me say it like that. She gets up and she goes and pours herself a glass of cognac. And she comes down and she sits on the sofa next to the guy. And she's drinking cognac. And I'm sitting up there and I'm smoking weed. And now everybody's watching the TV. And I'm like, well, fuck, is that it?
What girl? Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking my Courvoisier, and I'm smoking my weed. And when I look up on my watch, it's 5:30. And I finished smoking my weed, and I drank the other glass of Courvoisier. And I go to the door, I pack my stuff, and I walk out the door, and the little light skinwoman walks me downstairs.
What girl?
And I say, well, I'll see you later. And she says, well, you can come back and visit anytime since you know where we are. And I said, okay, I'll remember that.
What girl? Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
How come you didn't leave?
Because I was waiting for my bus to come.
So you didn't mind the environment?
No, it was something that I didn't anticipate, but it ain't like it's a new thing. I've seen it before.
You've seen men have sex before?
Yeah. I've been around the block, man.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball, and I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
I'm back. I'm back in the hood since I'm the Mac. My hair is long. My skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G Money. I'm smooth as silk. I eat cereal with cold milk. That's Papa G. I'm calling Bill. His pictures on my window seal. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom, getting scrubbed, playing Doom. Look at my arm, hard as hell. I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell. In my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm fat. This thumps the mat. My skin is black. And don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. This thumps the mat. My skin is black. And don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all. Standing up, walking tall. Up all day, ready to fall. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall. Marky D, big head Paul. Making moves, standing tall. Making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park. Behind my back, hitting the mark. Going home before it's dark. Feed my pigs so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. This thumps the mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. This thumps the mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money and I get down. Doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord, still in the fight. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5" all day. And they say I'm fat. This thumps the mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. This thumps the mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. 6'5" is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the stepmaster for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there. And I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
Money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, pick five all day. I'm D-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side, blue stepping crew. I'm D-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboy in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm D-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, like a black seal. I'm D-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm D-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm D-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm D-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Come to play, can't stop me now. 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my team mother was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her. And we became good friends. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
There was a lion, a duck, and a chicken that went to lunch in a restaurant. And they walked into the restaurant and sat down at the table. And the waitress came over and asked him if they wanted to order. He said, "Can I take your order?" And the lion said, "Yes, I'll have a chocolate shake." And then she asked the chicken what he'd like to order. And the chicken said, "I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich." And then the goose said, "I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich." And then the waitress went back to the lion and said, "Are you sure you don't want to eat anything?" And the chicken said, "Hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, you think we'd be here right now?" I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crip were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete. And they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm D-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so.
I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand. And this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand. And he took off running, and I lost it.
You go inside the tree, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoryville. That's right, that's what we call it, Gregoryville. And that's where G-Money is. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. Because we was in the middle of nowhere, and people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store, the 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool, but they wouldn't even know that camping tent was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown trees, and that's what we call Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. At the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, 30 people living in Gregoryville. Actually, Gregoryville was like a homeless camp because D-Money was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out in his patio. And that's where they would meet to party and smoke. and to have a good time. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. But see, Gregoryville was run by G Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville. And he had six security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring dope in order to be accepted into Gregoryville. You had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yes, Gregoryville has become a metropolis, and it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
And then we had another girl named Val. And she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig. And they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment, Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
So we go 12 deep to the park. And they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12 on four. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting. When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., every other day I was going to Hollywood on the bus. And one Saturday, I got together with six of my friends. It was myself, Warren Warrior, Anthony Wyatt, and his little brother, Lewis Wyatt, Ricky Holloway, and his little brother, Bernard Holloway. And we got on the bus on Western, and we rode to Hollywood. And Anthony decided he wanted to bring his ghetto blaster. Now, we went and sat in the very back of the bus. And Anthony sat on the side of the bus by the back door. So he was listening to the radio. We were all listening to the radio as he was sitting there. But we had told him not to bring the radio, but Anthony, having a mind of his own and his own attitude, he decided he wanted to bring the radio anyway. So we get on the bus, and we're riding to Hollywood. We go through downtown, and when we get into Hollywood, three sailors get on the bus, and two of them were white guys, and one was a black guy. And they get on the bus, and they come and sit toward the back of the bus by us. So we're sitting there, and we're listening to the radio, and we're looking at these sailors. And they look really amusing to us because they're in full dress uniform. And I'm wondering, like, why are they catching the bus? I mean, don't sailors have cars? Don't they have transportation? Why are they catching the bus? Well, these guys were going, and they were going to check out the stars in Hollywood. So when they got to where they were getting off the bus, the two white guys stood up, and they walked to the back door, and the bus driver pulled over at the stop and opened the door, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster, the big radio that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock because, wow, first off, we told Anthony not to bring the radio. And then he was getting punched in the face by this soldier. And the soldier was trying to take the radio from Anthony. And Anthony was not giving it up. Now, Anthony is my buddy that danced on Soul Train when he got older. So I told you that Anthony was about 6 feet tall, even though about this time he might be about 5'8", 5'9". But he only weighed 100 pounds. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid. But he wanted that radio. And the guy punched him about 20 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And he hit him over and over again. And Anthony was holding on to that radio for dear life. He did not let it go. And so eventually the guy realized that Anthony wasn't going to let the radio go, and he tried to get out the back door. And the bus driver had pulled over to the side of the street and was sitting there. And the man, the soldier, was trying to get out the back door, and the bus driver wouldn't open the back door for him. In fact, I looked up at the driver, and he was looking in his rearview mirror, looking at us. Because I guess he was thinking, well, if I don't let him off the back door, you guys can jump him. It's 6 of us. So he was thinking that we were going to be able to jump up and attack the sailor and get even for all of the blows that the sailor gave Anthony. But like I said, we were just kids. I mean, 3 or 4 of us were like 8th graders, maybe 9th graders, and then Anthony's little brother didn't even get up and do anything, and he was like a 6th grader or a 7th grader, so we had 2 6th or 7th graders, and we had 4 8th or 9th graders. So we just sat and watched what was going on. We didn't move. And so the bus driver eventually opened the door when he saw we weren't going to do anything. He opened the door and let the sailor off. And the sailor jumped off the bus and ran and caught up with his other sailor friends. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. Like, Gregory, how come you didn't do anything? And I'm like, what was I going to do? That dude was big. Plus, he's a soldier in the United States Navy. I'm not messing with him. And they said, but you had your nunchucks, which I had brought with me in case we ran into a situation. But I didn't bring it to fight with anybody on the bus, because you can't swing nunchucks on a bus, because there are rails all around the bus by the seats and stuff. You swing nunchucks and you hit the rails. So I couldn't fight with anybody on the bus with my nunchucks. So we went and we ended up going to Hollywood and we went to the movies and we had a good time. We got ice cream and pizza on the way home from the movie and we got on the bus and we rode the bus home and we had a good time. Anthony was kind of disappointed because nobody would take up for him, but we told him that we weren't going to look after him, that we told him not to bring that radio, and he brought it anyway. So after that, he carried that radio proudly as we walked down the street to go to the movies, and then he turned the radio on while we were walking down the street getting back on the bus to go home. That's the end of my story. Thank you to everybody for listening.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I need to take a time out for a minute because I need to talk to my engineer, DJ Papa D. Can you come to the chat room for a minute? I need to talk to you.
And I'm like, I know they're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9mm. They're just blasting. Blam, 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 and they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party, and I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars. But I noticed that they're on one side of the street. Down, girl. Come on now.
Tom G Money.
We love you, Superman.
The pimp coming.
Superman.
I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Superman.
I'm 6'1".
Yeah.
200 pounds a man.
Yeah.
OG Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Black magic. Yeah, boy, I'm in the house.
For being a hero and saving the lives of a woman and a baby. I know when people are in danger, I jump to their aid. That's just a natural reflex. Somebody catch my baby. See, I don't want my baby to die. I save the lady and her baby.
OG Money.
I love you, Superman.
The pimp coming.
Do it to me, Superman.
I can put it down, girl.
Do it, Superman.
Come on now.
Superman.
OG Money.
I love you, Superman.
The pimp coming.
Do it to me, Superman.
I can put it down, girl. OG Money.
I love you, Superman.
The pimp coming.
Do it to me, Superman.
I can put it down, girl.
Do it to me, Superman.
Come on now.
Superman.
OG Money.
I love you, Superman.
The pimp coming.
Do it to me, Superman.
I can put it down, girl. I'm in the house.
Yeah.
Watch out, world.
When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow. And my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids. And I learned how to cook and how to fish. And I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
My friend!
Brother! Doggy step. On two times. On three.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Morning, rise and shine, late at night. G-Money's a pimp, two dead boys, yeah, got up to fight.
What the hell?
Back to back.
Watch yourself.
They faced each other.
And I'm butt naked.
They drew their swords.
What the fuck is going on?
And they shot each other. The deaf policeman.
What? Are you serious?
Heard the noise.
Come on now.
And came and shot.
Oh, shit.
The two dead boys.
What the hell?
Now, if you don't believe,
heard me.
This song is true.
Come on now.
Ask the blind man.
Now you know.
Cause he saw it too.
Come on now. This ain't like smoking weed.
Like I say, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Money, G-Money, that's what you say. You say G-G-G-G-G-G-Money. He's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G-G-G-G-G-G-Money, you gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. All big booty girls run the world. You gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. G-G-G-G-G-Money, that's right. Pimp crazy, playboy pretty. That's G-G-G-G-Money, G-G-G-Money, G-Money, G-Money. He's pimp crazy, playboy silly. You gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. Oh, yeah. Woo! Gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Oh,
Money. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. All big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. Money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. Money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love it. Gotta love it, gotta love it, ha ha! Like I say, pink booty girls run the world. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, ha ha! Like I say, get money. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, ha ha!
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay.
Get money.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Like I say, get money. 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 Like I say.
Gold lights on my wheels.
my Mustang was the sight. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I had a couple of girlfriends that loved to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looked so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Yeah. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. Thank you.
they couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. DJ Big Nasty. DJ Papa D. Big booty girls run the world. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
So, we did our business, and I go out and I play in the softball game, and, you know, I just do what I do. I went out and I starred in the games, and everything was cool. And then we had what they call the manufacturer's handover, which is a 5K run, and they wanted me to run in this race for the company. And I'm like, man, I'm an athlete, but I'm not a runner. I don't run distances. I don't know how to run the distance. And they're like, come on, Gregory, we want you to run for the company because you can do real well. And if you place at a certain place, then we'll get extra points for the company. And I'm like, man, I'll run, but I'm not a real runner. I can promise you that I'm going to win the race. I'm not going to promise you that I'm even going to place in the race because I'm not a runner. You know, I'm an athlete. I play ball, but that's it. I'm not a runner. So they said, well, we want you to run for us. And I said, all right, I will run for you. So I went home, and I started running around the neighborhood. I started running around the blocks, trying to get into shape and get ready for this 5K run. Now, 5K is actually 3.5 miles. So I'm, like, getting ready for this run, and I'm like, where are we going to run? And they tell me it's Griffith Park.
And I'm like, Griffith Park has a lot of hills. So I'm going to be running up and down hills. I'm like, oh, man, that's going to be a run. So I'm running every day. I'm running around the block two or three times. I'm getting tired. And I'm not a runner anyway. So I keep telling everybody, don't expect me to win. Don't expect me to place, because I'm barely going to finish this race, because Griffith Park is up and down big hills, big mountains. And I've been to Griffith Park, and I know it's not a cool course to run at unless you're a real runner. Then, you know, that's a good workout for you. So I go, and the day we have the race, we go there, and it's like 3,000 people registered to run this race. And I go, oh, my God, I know they didn't think I was going to win. They got some professional runners in this race. And I'm looking at guys that I've seen on TV.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're going to bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm going to have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, August 22nd, 2023. Happy birthday to Sandra Horn Jones. Happy birthday to Robbie Peaches Connolly. Happy birthday, Ryan Amarell Woodbury. Happy birthday to Marquise Miraz JD. Happy birthday to Michelle Younger. Happy birthday, Dion Holloman. Happy birthday, Tamira Head. Happy birthday, Dell Rodnack Taylor. Happy birthday to Mary Snelling. Happy birthday to Christopher Thorpe. And last but not least, happy birthday to Stacy Swain. Is as a Wero. That's an interesting name. And that's it for the birthday. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, August 22nd, 2022.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. I was hitting that weed and it was good. Loud.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.